With the testing requirements going away for vaccinated people coming into Canada, a travel agency says if you want to go away this year, get on it quick. Flight costs have remained low to average recently, but experts in the airline industry say they are starting to see things climb given many factors. Allison Wallace, with Flight Center, says prices for flights and hotels are expected to shoot up. A lot of supply and demand works very much in travel. So, no question that demand will be a factor, fuel cost will be a factor, and labor shortages will be a factor, said Wallace. This week, prices to travel from Canada to the UK, for instance, have gone up. On Expedia, a one-way flight to London earlier this week was around $400. Now tickets are around $600. Wallace adds the tourism industry is expected to boom this year. There are currently less scheduled flights and less space available from pre-pandemic, she said. Hopefully we'll see airlines start to add more flights as they get more staff and that might ease the pricing a little bit. But without question, it's going to be a very busy time and that tends to drive the price up. Wallace says it's going to be especially busy over the summer months and during holiday weekends. Wallace says she's noticed the pent-up demand is making people plan bigger trips than they normally would. Just because Canada is getting rid of testing requirement to come into the country, it doesn't mean travelers won't have to get tested for other countries' requirements. Definitely need to know ahead of time what the requirements are for your destination, warned Wallace. But, also, knowing that you can come back home, and make sure you are fully vaccinated, you can't get on a plane if you're not, says Wallace. She says to always check the COVID rules of the country you're going to before you leave. Not having that extra step makes it a lot easier. But definitely make sure you know everything you need to know before you go to your destination.